Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
Does your warehouse waste time and money managing forklift batteries? EnerSys can energize your operations with a customized solution, delivering the power you need while minimizing ownership costs. EnerSys starts by analyzing your operations and then selecting from their comprehensive range of battery and charger technologies, develops a truly optimized system tailored to your needs. EnerSys gives you the power to increase productivity and profitability. See how EnerSys puts power in motion for you at EnerSys.com. With e-commerce off the charts, many small and growing warehouses are asking, how can I get ahead when my warehouse is barely keeping up? The answer is future-ready warehouse tech from Zebra Technologies. Warehouses can simplify and upgrade all processes, from automated inventory management to hands-free picking, with Zebra's tailored, scalable mobile solutions. They're simple and intuitive. There's never been a better time to upgrade for success with Zebra. How can your warehouse get ahead? The answer's in black and white. Get the answers at zebra.com/the answer. That's zebra.com/the answer. Businesses are retooling fulfillment operations from warehouses to omnichannel to meet new demand amid unprecedented labor shortages. 3PLs, retailers, B2B distributors, and others are turning to flexible fulfillment solutions like Six River Systems to adapt and scale. Six River Systems' fulfillment execution system is an integrated solution that combines intelligent, cloud-based software and automation, including its autonomous mobile robot, AMR, Chuck. No costly or disruptive infrastructure changes, fast and easy associate training, and integrations with other warehouse execution solutions allow operations to meet labor challenges, increase efficiency, and enhance customer engagement. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast, and I am here today at the Raymond headquarters in Greene, New York. And not only is it a National Forklift Safety Day, but we're also celebrating 100 years with Raymond as a retrospective, looking back and seeing this brand new exhibit that they've unveiled here, and also hearing from some great speakers as well involved with Raymond. So I'm going to be joined right now with Mike Field, who is the CEO at Raymond, who we've had on the podcast a few times now. So he's becoming a staple on the podcast, reoccurring guest. So we're going to get his thoughts a little bit on the 100-year celebration and what it means for Raymond, and really what it means for the future of Raymond as well. So Mike, welcome back to the podcast. How are you feeling today on the 100th birthday?
Well, thank you for inviting me to speak to you. So things are exciting here. 100 years. That seems like 100 days of planning to be ready for the 100-year celebration. Lots of great retrospective, mm-hmm. looking at, you know, what has gone on. You know, how did we start with that original patent of a double-faced wooden pallet?
Right.
How that unit load became what it is now of warehousing and distribution, now affectionately called Intralogistics Solutions. So all of the challenges and growth that we've gone through for the last 100 years have been about understanding the customer's needs, taking that, you know, that unit load of a double-faced wooden pallet,
right.
and building the warehouses, modifying warehouses such that they serve the needs of the customers in an ever-increasing way over time. So that's kind of the history and the chronology that we're celebrating here as we launched, you know, the first electric reach truck, and then first narrow aisle, and then very narrow aisle products, automation, virtual reality software. I warehouse technology such that we can track and move materials in a very synchronized way and look at facilities compared to other facilities using that same data set. So all of those pieces coming together, I think, builds a great foundation for us to go forward. So the 100-year celebration is basically going to be a year-long celebration.
Okay.
So it's starting here in the unveiling here in our headquarters, in our showroom. And we're going to take pieces of that to our different solution and support centers around the country.
Okay.
And we'll actually meet with customers as well as the employees at those different locations, celebrate, you know, the history and how we got to where we are, but also talk about where we're going and the challenges that our customers face and how we can provide some solutions and hopefully even more patented innovative solutions as we go forward.
Okay, great. And that's what you guys do. You guys provide solutions, right? So just keep providing them. So now with this 100 years and the celebration, and obviously the exhibit here in the lobby is great. It's really an incredible retrospective, as you mentioned, looking back at the history of Raymond and kind of the evolution as well. And, you know, being able to see these things, it truly kind of underlines the testament that you guys are true innovators in the industry and you've been growing as well. So I guess, you know, I'm very excited to see it. I think it's great. I'm going to take some pictures and stuff and share them with the audience. But if there's customers out there, and you said you're going to be kind of taking this on the road in a sense almost, you know, how can customers gain this same perspective and get to see, you know, inside the innovation of Raymond and this 100-year exhibit?
So both the corporation as well as the exhibit are built around our kind of three core principles of innovation, quality, and service. Mm-hmm. You know, the innovation is nice, but if you can't build a quality product or solution that go with it, and then in turn service and support that solution that you've now built, any one of those three legs of that stool is interesting, but maybe not meaningful. Yeah. So we're trying to share with both all of our employees spread 7,000 strong throughout the country mm-hmm. and North America, but also share with the customers that thought process and those principles that guide us around innovation, quality, and service. So we may not have the answer to the question that the customer has, but that doesn't mean that we can't figure out with them using the tools that we have to define better solutions, to look at truly intralogistics solutions that get to the heart of the problems that the customers are trying to solve. Mm. Because that's why we're here. Right from the very beginning, it started with customers saying, how can I move materials better?
Right.
You know, I want to stack stuff. I want to be able to have more density in what was then just a two-dimensional floor-based warehousing approach.
Mm. Yeah.
In comes the double-faced wooden pallet that allows you to have a pallet jack that can move that in a very efficient way. They can be stacked. They can be transported. They can be reused again. So, you know, long before sustainability was a buzzword, we were practicing sustainability of being able to have reusable wooden pallets as one of the very first ingenious creations that we created.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously the pallet, I think we had a nice speech from Steve Raymond earlier about the pallet and not taking it for granted. I mean, if we look at our industry and, you know, the pallet itself, you know, it allows us to do so much and move so many materials. And I think, you know, George Raymond having that foresight and being able to, you know, not just kind of keep that for his own self, right, and be able to share it and expand upon that throughout the industry, I mean, I think it was a great thing for not just Raymond, but mm-hmm. you know, the industry as a whole, and yes. been able to allow us to grow. So through this time, you know, and you've been with the company for quite some time,
yes.
right? So,
yeah.
So I'm curious, you know, obviously 100 years is a testament to the strength of the company and the growth and the innovation. So through your time here, you know, what do you think stands out the most to you about Raymond and the culture, and why do you think it's been able to stand up for so long?
So, yeah, I'm closing in on 18 years with the company. You know, and I worked obviously other places before, 35 plus years, starting out in certain air conditioning, then moved into automated material handlings for semiconductors, and then here to Raymond. I guess the unique thing about Raymond is that it really does stick to those three principles and the values of innovation, quality, and service. And it really does feel like a family. Mm-hmm. You know, the Raymond family was here, as you mentioned. Steve Raymond is the grandson of the original owner of the company that created Raymond Corporation. At the same time, there's a close affinity of everybody who works here. Everybody feels like family, even if they're a technician that lives in California.
And
that's a little bit about, you know, the 100 years bringing forward this exhibition to others within the Raymond family, within as employees, so they get to get an even closer feeling of what it is to be part of this organization, and then how do we build that strength as we go forward, that commitment to innovation and quality and service, and then deliver that to our customers so that our customers always feel like what we're doing for them is the most important thing that we're doing. And it is.
Interesting. Yeah. And I can tell, you know, you see that you take care of your employees, and then I think in turn your employees end up taking care of your customers, and I think that's the way to go. And I know working with Raymond personally as well, you know, it's, there is that service level there that you expect, and the quality level as well, which I think is a testament to all those things you just mentioned. So so very interesting, and it's been great to be here and hear about the history and the 100 years, and you know, obviously we're reflecting back and we're looking to, you know, see all this innovation that's happened, and Raymond has done so much for the industry, but you know, we can't, you know, always live in the past, right? So so we need to look to the future as well. So as we, you know, sit here in the Raymond headquarters, and you know, maybe somebody will be sitting here 100 years from now as well. So probably not us, right?
Probably.
But, yeah. But you know, if we look to the future for Raymond, what do you see as, you know, the future of Raymond, and how do we continue to innovate?
So I think first and foremost, probably the best attribute about Raymond and the way we approach business is that we listen to customers. Mm-hmm. We try to understand their challenges, dig in deep and understand their processes. You know, what problems are they really trying to solve?
Right.
Or what challenges are they facing? And from that, try to, in many cases, take small steps to solve the little problems.
Right.
And a lot of little problems being solved become a very solid base to build upon as we go forward. At the same time, we get some of those eureka moments every once in a while, like iWarehouse and virtual reality trainers that allow us to take a leap forward or a major step forward to help our customers run better and manage smarter. You know, it's a slogan, but it's also something that we do every day. At the same time, I really do wish that I were at National Forklift Safety Day, where we're a proud member of the Industrial Truck Association, have been a founding member, you know, right from the beginning. That sort of thought process of how do we ensure that operators are safe while they're driving forklifts, and as well as, you know, how are forklifts used in the future? You know, what is the future of automation, and what are the steps by which we can move towards automation? It really is a process, not an event. You know, just one day come in and put a robot in a warehouse and expect it to operate
like
perfectly. Mm-hmm. You know, so we have to take our stepwise approach to improving what we do that really focuses it on understanding the process well, looking at opportunities for improvement, and then automate. So optimize, connect, automate, and then keep looping back on that so that, you know, that optimize of the manual process, the connecting that manual process and getting more data on it and improving it. And then finally, you're ready for some level of automation, and then you continue to improve it. And we fully expect that in the coming years, as you mentioned, you know, we will be in a fully automated mode.
Right.
But there's an awful lot of learning that that has to go on during that time period as we go forward for our customers and where we're going to be in the next 100 years. So I guess from my standpoint, if we do nothing other than reinforce the quality of being a learning organization for Raymond,
right,
we will have succeeded.
Very interesting, and I know that the Optimize, Connect, Automate is kind of your slogan, and you guys live by that. And I think it's interesting to see, you know, how that slogan not only, I guess, impacts your customers, but also internally as well as you guys have grown. So there was an interesting fact thrown out in the speaking earlier where I think it was Brett Wood said that, you know, every 5 minutes a forklift is finished here at the Green facility. So I'm curious, in the 18 years as you've been here, as you guys have been living this continuous improvement processes, you know, how has that number changed and increased and gotten better?
Well, you know, we're at 100 or we can easily be at 100 a day here in Green.
Wow.
When I first started, it was more in the 20 to 30 a day.
Wow.
So it's, yeah, you know, it's on the order of a fivefold increase of production just here in Green. We also have a production facility in Columbus, Indiana, and another one in Muscatine, Iowa. So all of those facilities are producing as many forklifts as we can right now because the demand in the market is so strong. You know, the e-commerce-driven challenges and labor-driven challenges for our customers are really pushing forward the need for more product, but more importantly, integrated smart products that help them do what they're doing tomorrow even better than what they're doing today.
Right. Yeah, and I think it's incredible that you've grown that much, and I think that number from, you know, 20 to 30 to 100 trucks a day, I think it was really kind of a testament to that you know, repetitive nature of doing the optimizing, the connecting, and then the automating, which you guys live here at Raymond.
Continuous
as well,
process improvement.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of wanted to make sure we got that point so people understand that, you know, continuous improvement, it works, and even though it's little incremental increases, you know, we end up with a big impact, like you just mentioned.
Right.
So really interesting stuff. And you mentioned that the 100-year celebration, you know, we have a year to celebrate, right?
We
So what other kind of things can we expect maybe from Raymond in this 100th year?
Oh, I think you'll see snippets that will come out all over the place of thoughts and both remembrances and maybe ideas of what we have to come. That will play out and be released as press releases and or in-person discussions with customers and the likes as we go around the country and go to the customer as well as having the customer come to our solution and support centers as we go forward. So lots of good bits and pieces to come. I think it will culminate at ProMat as we put this all together.
Okay.
I can only imagine that's what you'll see with a lot of Optimize, Connect, Automate solutions as we go forward.
Okay, interesting. And we'll be looking forward to that, definitely. And we're looking back here. I'm curious as well, you know, we're looking at Raymond as a whole over the 100 years. And we talked a little bit about your time and the 18 years you've been here. But for you, I guess, you know, in the time that you've been here, what would you say is like your favorite Raymond moment?
My favorite Raymond moment? You know, I've had so many of them. Because, again, it comes back to this feeling of belonging and sort of family approach. You know, even this morning, just walking in the building and talking about all the challenges that we have for today.
Yeah.
Individuals just caring enough to make sure that they're checking and double-checking on something so that it comes out the way it was planned.
Right.
And that they, you know, that they have a plan as they go forward. And that, it would seem to be obvious, but I can tell you that doesn't happen everywhere. that you know, people make those detailed plans and then work to execute to them.
Mm-hmm.
So that probably is my favorite thing, is that over and over again, Raymond delivers on the commitments that it makes.
Right.
And there's both immediate and long-lasting gratification in that.
Mm-hmm.
So it is, as we make the first automated swing reach run, you know, I was there when it first started to move, and it's doing what it's doing, and which will soon be released to the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's those types of moments where all of the works and efforts and labors come together,
right?
And everybody cares that it's going to be a great product, and if it's not, we will make it a great product.
Right. Yeah, and I think that's a great thing. And it, you know, you talk about the double check and the triple check, making mm-hmm. sure everything's right. And I think that kind of goes a little bit back to your point in your speech about, you know, making sure that things are done right the first time,
built right, right the first time, right from the start.
Right, exactly. So very great to catch up with you here. You know, typically we're somewhere else talking,
yes.
but I'm here in your house now.
There we are.
So I appreciate the invite and coming up here, and happy 100 years to Raymond.
Thank you.
If people want to find out more information about the 100th anniversary or Raymond in general, how can they do that?
As always, RaymondCorp.com. So all the information will be there, and I'm sure we'll be doing some LinkedIn Live moments as well as we go forward. So thank you again, and thank you for coming to visit. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't miss it. I've been excited to check this out. I'm not right. too far away, so it's great. And we'll definitely put more information and the links, as well as some pictures and videos, too, at thenewwarehouse.com. So, Mike, thank you once again for joining us one more time on the podcast.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.